This Sunday, Mumbai's Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Vastu Sangrahalaya, CSMVS, will transform into a hub for comic book enthusiasts as it hosts the Indie Comics Fest. This event, organized by the artist-run Indie Comics Fest, is dedicated to promoting the rich and vibrant culture of independent comics in India. With the Goethe Institute lending its support, this year's fest promises an exciting lineup of comics, creators, and workshops, with no distractions like merchandise or cosplay. Participants at the 2023 edition of the festival, the event will showcase 55 comic creators, collectives, and publishers across 44 tables, offering a range of comic books and independent graphic novels. Aniceto Pereira, the organizer of the festival, encourages attendees to take their time exploring each creator's work, as every table has something unique to offer. "We have our favorites, but we want visitors to find their own," he says. The fest will provide a platform for lesser-known artists to connect with readers, offering a rare opportunity to discover fresh talent in the Indian comic scene. Attendees can browse a diverse selection of comic books and graphic novels, all showcasing fresh voices and innovative storytelling, a moment from a previous edition of KiCut, Japan's annual manga fest. Pics courtesy, Aniceto Pereira. The central attraction at this year's fest is comics. Unlike other comic-related festivals, which may include merchandise, cosplay, or entertainment, this fest ensures that the spotlight remains solely on the creators and their works. It's just a space where creators can meet their audience and readers can find something uniquely appealing to them, Pereira explains. Among the standout titles are Shampoo and Daddy and the Zal Gang comics, each offering a distinct blend of storytelling and art that is bound to captivate readers. For those looking to deep dive into the world of comic creation, the fest also offers a range of beginner-friendly workshops, providing a space to learn the basics and hone artistic skills. These workshops cater specifically to newcomers in the world of comics, offering a chance to learn from the best while encouraging fresh talent to emerge. For fans of locally inspired stories, Nikhil Gulati's The People of the Indus is a highlight. Released chapter-wise at previous Indie Comics Fests, the entire graphic novel was finally published during the lockdown, and has since gone through several reprints. Aniceto Pereira. Globally, the fest draws inspiration from events like KiCut, the famed Japanese manga fest devoted entirely to original independent works, and Doujinshi. This influence is reflected in the pure dedication to the medium of comics and the creative freedom it celebrates. The fest isn't just about showcasing individual works in MDash, it's about celebrating the past, present, and future of independent comics. "The evolution of Indian comics is visible through the variety and that you will see at the fest," Pereira adds. From locally inspired stories to global influences, the event offers a glimpse into the ever-growing world of Indian comics. Pereira sums up the landscape: "The future of Indian comics is independent. On October 6, 10 AM onwards and at Kumaraswamy Hall, CSMVS, MG Road, Fort. And log on to @IndieComicsFest for more details."